Good evening to everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to welcome everyone to tonight's Moore Success Team Prepaid Legal Conference Call. For you guys that listen, we had a phenomenal group training call earlier with a brand new $100,000 ring earner, Cheryl Ann DeGatta from Atlanta. Did one of the most remarkable group calls that I've heard us do in the years that we've been doing this. I'd like to remind everybody we do that call the first Monday of every month at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. So mark your calendars for next month, the very first Monday, because if you're interested at all about the group arena, you definitely don't want to miss those calls. But convention week's upon us, and we've got one. I'm really, really excited about the call we got lined up tonight. But to get things kicked off, I'd like to go out to Durant, Oklahoma, to Platinum 2 Executive Director, Millionaire Club member, $200,000 income earner, but most importantly, he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. Thank you for having me on tonight. And it is convention week, and we are very excited. In fact, Prepaid Legal made an incredible announcement last Friday. In fact, anyone recruited since August 15th of 2010 can actually attend the 2010 Dallas Leadership Summit at no cost. Walk-in price was $155, and so those people can get in for free. If they're a new recruit since August the 15th, all they've got to do to attend is just simply show up at the registration booth. It's located in the Hyatt on Wednesday and Thursday and then in the American Airlines Center on Friday and Saturday. But all you have to do is give them their associate number and have a photo ID, and they can get in for free. And that goes all the way up to convention. So this week, if you recruit somebody in, if you know anybody in the Texas area, North Texas, whatever, those people can just go to the convention for nothing. I think that is awesome. They've never done that before. It would be a great way to get your people exposed to the big picture with Prepaid Legal. Also, our More Success team actually qualified for the Platinum Skybox contest. Not only did we qualify, but we qualified three boxes. In fact, Mr. Ken Moore qualified as Platinum. Randy Moore got a Platinum box, and Mr. Kyle Kimbrell. So we all got a Platinum box. We all qualified. So it's going to be great for our More Success team executive directors. They're going to be joining us in the Skybox. And enjoying it from a whole different point of view. The boxes are plush. Food and drinks are served up there. And I know we did that years ago in Las Vegas when we were doing it at the Riviera. They had the sky boxes there, and I know everyone just loved it. So I'm excited about them bringing that promotion back. Tonight we have several great guest speakers lined up on our More Success team. We have a brand-new executive director from Texas that's going to be on the call. We have a $100,000 ring earner that's now being paid on an as-earned basis because his debit balance is just paid out, zeroed out. And we have the newest $100,000 ring earner on our More Success team, just found out this week, Ms. Cheryl Ann DeGatta. She will be on the call tonight. You'll also be hearing from one of the top Millionaire Club members on our team. I've been with the team now well over 20 years. So just strap it on tonight, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be a great night. And to introduce our first guest speaker, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, to a Platinum 5 Executive Director, a $500,000 per year income and ring earner, an original Millionaire Club member with Prepaid Legal. He's the Executive Vice President of Prepaid. Of course, he's the leader of our More Success team, and that's Mr. Ken Moore. Are you on, Mr. Moore?
I'm right here, Randy, and I am very excited to introduce this next speaker. One thing, he and I, with our wives, went out to eat, drove about 60 miles Friday night, and that man can chow down. But he could tell more jokes than anybody I know. But you know, Randy, most of all, he's become a very fast friend, but over 20 years ago now, we got in the car one day, and we started selling prepaid. He's never stopped. He's Mr. Persistent, Millionaire Club member, $100,000 ring earner, and one of the greatest guys you'll ever know, and a great field trainer, too. My friend, Mr. Harold Pinson.
Thank you so much, Ken. That was quite an induction. And first of all, I just want to thank you for being on the call tonight. Thank you for your friendship. And I hope everyone had it safe and a great Labor Day weekend. And we got to hit the ground running this week. And for those of y'all who are probably quite a few the new folks that's on the call tonight, give my little brief background. I have been with the company, marketing prepaid legal, since this last March, it'll be 20 years. My prior background was in retail. I was managing a retail clothing store, fact, I managed four storms at 16 years. And one day had a new district manager come on board, and he and I just didn't get a personality conflict from day one. And a few months rocked along, and one morning things came to the head, and he took my store keys. And said, well, you're not being fired, you're just getting demoted. So I went from being a store manager to a store clerk and took about a 40% pay cut. Well, I was too stupid to quit. Been in there for 16 years, you know, I didn't know what to do. That's all I knew how to do. So I started looking for another opportunity and fix and go to work for a company in Oklahoma City, and a gentleman from Prepaid Legal called me, and had anyone had been in my store to visit with me about marketing Prepaid Legal? I said, nope. I said, he had come in here once and mentioned it, and didn't follow up with a telephone call. And he asked me if I'd be willing to come down and visit with him for a few minutes. I said, sure, I don't have anything to lose. So I went down and visited with the man for about an hour and a half, and he referred me to Ken Moore, and the rest is business, or history. This last March, I've been in Prepaid Legal for over 20 years. And my wonderful wife, this October, she'll be with the company for 31 years. She's over regulatory compliance. And, you know, they always tell you to recruit up. Well, guys, I married up. I couldn't have done any better, and I'm extremely blessed. But I want to talk to you tonight about the power of decisions. You know, decisions will either make you or break you. In fact, in regards to your decisions, Tony Robbins said, stay committed to your decisions, but stay flexible in your approach. And, you know, just as great power exists within a tiny seed, and your decisions are the means to unleashing that power. In order to turn a dream into reality, you must begin with a decision. And, folks, you made a decision to be on that call tonight. You know, that's step one. The next step is be at Dallas next week. If you want to launch your business, you've got to be there and make a hitchhike. You can get a room and team up with six or seven friends, but I tell you, it'll make all the difference in the world in your business, being at this international convention next week. You know, we all go through, but you don't have to allow your circumstances to determine your destination. Destiny. If you're stuck, you know, you don't have to remain stuck. You have to make a decision to get unstuck. And if you're unhappy with where you are today, you can decide to change. I like what Ralph Waldo Emerson said, don't go where the path leads, go where there's no path and leave a trail. And that's what the Moore team has done for all of us. They blaze a trail over the years, and it's your responsibility to go out and create your own trail. You know, I love what I do, and I do what I love. You know, if you do that, if you do what you love and love what you do, it's not a job. And even though I've been with this company for 20 years, I don't want to be. I look forward to these calls every Monday night, and every call that I've been on, and I've rarely missed any. I always pick up a little nugget. That'll help me decisions are the force that changes your direction in a moment's notice. You know, where do you want to be maybe a week from now or a month from now, 6 months from now? You know, our ultimate goal is to get the EB level. You know, what do you got to do to get there? You got to make a decision. They plugged in your bars immediately. Watch and learn from your sponsors as they make presentations in response to the prospects. You know, go through that little started right book. And, you know, if you're a group person, which that's what I've been most in my prepaid career, never hurts you to go back to another group school. You know, we have the best trainers in America today. When I first started in marketing prepaid legal in 1990, we had In fact, Wilbur Smith and Mr. Ken Moore done all the group training. And it didn't matter if you lived in Spokane, Washington, or if you lived in Tampa, Florida. You had to come to Ada, Oklahoma to attend that meeting, to attend a group school. And I never will forget the first group school that I went to. There were only four people that showed up, and I'm the only one that's left. So it is a wonderful opportunity. You know, decisions really do help shape your destiny. You have to sit down and write out your goals, write out your plans. You know, where do you want this business to take you 6 months from now? What do you want to be? And in this business, I want to tell you right up front, this is not a get-rich-quick thing. You need to make a 3 to 5 year commitment, minimum 3 years. And after 3 years, you will start to see your business take off. I know in my first year in prepaid legal, my income actually went down from what I was making in retail. But now I've been able to, over the course of the years, I've just stayed plugged in. You don't have to be the best salesperson or the highest recruiter to make a good living in prepaid legal. I've been able to make a six-figure income now on as earned, and that makes me pretty happy. So, you know, you do have to sit down and write out your goals. And, you know, I like what Dwight D. Eisenhower once said, you know, plans are nothing, but planning is everything. If you want to get your 100,000 ring, you have to map out a destiny to get there. I like, you know, when we all go out, we have the best ammunition. I mean, there's no reason why a person can't fail in this business. We have the best tools available. Your conference calls, you have your advanced product trainings, your international conventions. When I first got started marketing prepaid, we didn't have any of that. We didn't have any tools. I remember I had three letters from third parties, and one was a gentleman who's superintendent of Broken Arrow Public School System, and one was from a retired judge. He was the first public official to give prepaid legal an endorsement, and then had another letter of endorsement from a county sheriff down in Cole County, and then made it died in his jail while he was home eating dinner, and he let a trustee run his jail while he was at dinner, and anyway, he got sued, and prepaid legal got him out, all of that. But that's basically all we had to work with when I got involved. So it's kind of like walking to school in a snowstorm. You can see where we've come today. And, you know, when you decide to press forward, when you decide to take action despite your fears and worries, you know, we all have had fears and worries. You know, fear of failure, what will people think? It doesn't matter what they think. You're going to have your naysayers out there. Some of the worst people you deal with are going to be your best buddies, your family members. I've been through that. You know, we love our family members, but, you know, we got to do what we got to do if we want to succeed in this world. And, you know, you take a look at their life. I know I have a sister. She was really involved in Mary Kay. You know, she didn't make a fortune in Mary Kay. Well, I don't think she made $300 in Mary Kay. In fact, she spent $2,500 on a sample case and melted in the trunk. And, you know, you have to, sometimes, you know, we run up against a lot of things in this business. So, you know, you have to grow a backbone and don't be indecisive. Make the decision to go after what you want and to go after your dreams. You know, what do you want this business to give you? Maybe you want an education for your kids or your grandchildren. Maybe you want a new home. Maybe you want to take a special trip somewhere. Maybe you want to sponsor some missions overseas. This is the avenue to do that. You also need to transfer the desires which lead to decisions. You know, if you want to change your life, then you have to change your decision. You know, I've kind of Well, for about 10 years, I just kind of went along it, kind of like in an even mode. I mean, I really wasn't selling memberships, but I wasn't really growing my business. One year I went to a convention, I had something was spoken that just changed me. And also, you know, being indecisive can also really cost you. One of the greatest things that rob people from making true decisions is indecision. Fear. You know, I've made a lot of wrong decisions in my life, but I didn't let that stop me. I went back and analyzed at what I'd done wrong and corrected a few things, and with that, I've been able to overcome that. You know, as I mentioned a while ago, fear of what others will think. Don't care what other people think. You run your own show. Fear of the unknown. You know, there's a lot of unknown things out there. And, you know, fear is the greatest of all the thieves. And what's really bad about indecision, it's a higher price to be paid than making the wrong decision. Why? Because the price is paid over the long haul, and it's missed opportunities that can help you achieve what you want. And remember this, any decision is better than no decision. I understand that they will not always make perfect decisions, but they know they can grow from the wrong ones. I like what Theodore Roosevelt once said, he who makes no mistakes makes no progress. And one nice thing about achievers is achievers each decision step toward reaching their final goal. And, you know, if you're new on the call here tonight, as I mentioned a while ago, you know, this isn't a get-rich-quick scheme. You know, it's nice to get that $100,000 ring and you know, being on this call tonight, that's one step of getting there. But I think I hold a record in prepaid legal as far as the longest it took to receive that ring. It took me 15 years and 7 months to achieve that $100,000 ring. If I'd had to wait 20 years to achieve that ring, it would still have been worth the wait. And I'm going to end with a couple more quotes here. In regards to I once made this quote, indecision brings its own delays, and days are lost laminating over lost days. You know, maybe you've had a bad, maybe last week was one of your worst weeks that you ever had. Don't worry about it. It's gone. Put it in the past. Tomorrow's a brand new day. Tomorrow's a brand new opportunity. Tomorrow could be your day. You know, you may be on the call here tonight, and you've been in this for a few years, and you're just kind of stuck. You made a decision that you're not going to go to the convention. You get that thought out of your head right now. You've got to go. You need to be at that meeting because it'll change your life, I guarantee. And it might be just what you need. And I'm going to end with this little quote. You know, may the best of your past be the worst of your future, and make the future the best it could possibly be because it is possible. And also, what I'm thinking about, let me mention a couple more things. On retention. You know, there's been books that always talk about residual income. There's memberships that I sold 20 years ago that I'm still making income off of today. In fact, Mr. Moore still gets overrides off of everything, those memberships that I sold 20 years ago. I think the key to retention is to know the product. You got to know the product. And also become a friend instead of a salesperson. You know, people deal with salespeople every day. Get to know those prospects. Find out what makes them tick. And I guarantee you, you'll be able to see the difference in your memberships. And one thing I try to do is stay away from 911 sales. Another thing that may help you on retention is every now and then, I do a lot of groups. Someone may come in and say, well, you know, I want to cancel my prepaid legal membership. I said, well, that's good, but let me ask you this. Have you taken the opportunity to have your will brought up today? I never ask them, do they have a will? I always ask them, do they have their have the technology team bring the wheel up to that. And they usually say no. I said, well, do yourself a favor. I'm not telling them to do me a favor. I said, do yourself a favor. You can cancel this if you like. But before you do so, do yourself and your family a favor and get that wheel fixed up. And, you know, they say, you know, that really makes good sense. I'll do that. And then I'll go into that same group next year, and first thing I'll ask them, I remember that person. I said, well, did you get your wheel done? No, we're still working on it. I still have the papers. But maybe that'll help you retain a few memberships down the road. Randy, I'll turn it back over to you. Do you have any questions you want to ask me?
No, Harold, I don't. But I tell you what, I do appreciate you being on the call. You have been with our team now for over 20 years. You've done an exceptional job. Become a Millionaire Club member with Prepaid Legal. You are Mr. Persistency. Dad didn't just give you that title for any reason. You just every single day, you're out there working, you're making it happen, and we're very, very proud to have you on our team here.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Harold. Great tip, my friend.
Thank you. I just hope something I said may have resonated with someone tonight.
If they listened, it did.
Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Henson. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Now we're going to go back to Ada, Oklahoma, to one of our newest Millionaire Club members. He's a $250,000 ring earner. He wants to introduce his newest executive director on his team, and that is none other than Mr. Jeremy Moore. Jeremy?
Hey, can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, it's my privilege to be able to go out to Austin, Texas tonight. I'm getting so back in sometimes. I'm excited to hear from him. But one of the newest executive directors on the team, I tell you what, they're literally taking over the Austin, Texas market, building a huge team, producing lots of memberships. But it's my privilege to introduce the newest executive directors on the More Success team, and that's none other than Barbara and Manley Wilson in Austin, Texas. Are you guys there?
We're here, Jeremy. Can you hear us?
I can hear you loud and clear, Manley.
Awesome. Well, I want to thank you for having Barbara and I on the call tonight, Jeremy, for what I believe is probably the best leadership in all of Prepaid Legal. You know, with your grandfather there and your father, Randy, and you, Jeremy, you and I both know you've never let me down. You and your wife have always believed in us, and we can never thank you enough for that. You know, I tell you what, to give you just a little bit about my background going into this, I was working 60, 70 hours a week as a mortgage loan officer for Countrywide Financial. And literally I was shared this wonderful opportunity by DB, by my brother, Roger and Peggy Wilson, which are also in the business. And I got so excited while watching the DB about the services that I said, hey, I want to sign up now. And Peggy said, no, you can't sign up yet. You got to watch the rest of the DVD. Because she said there's an income opportunity I think you're gonna like. So after watching all the DVD, I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt I was going to be a part of Prepaid Legal and the team and build a team in Prepaid Legal. You know, I told my wife if this thing would work like I thought it would and I could just put in 8 to 10 hours is what the DVD said, that I could make, if I could just make my mortgage payment, because that was my biggest payment per month to make. And I thought, man, if this works 8 to 10 hours and I can make that mortgage payment, which at the time was $1,675, I said it's worth every minute of spare time I put into this. And just in a short four-month period of time, we were making our house payment through Prepaid Legal and as a part-time business. And not only that, we started building a team of great associates. You know, you all told us to plug into our two weekly meetings, which we did immediately, then our Super Saturdays, and then, of course, the APTs on a quarterly basis. And then the National Convention in Oklahoma City was the first one that we got to attend, and, wow, it changed us from seeing what we thought was a multi-level marketing company to a huge, huge opportunity, a big company, way beyond my dreams on that part. But it became so much more real when we went to that convention and met the Moors. Got to meet you guys in person. I've heard from you, seen pictures of you, but did not know yet who you were. And to build the relationship that we have over the last few months has just been phenomenal for us. And then, you know, to get to go to Cancun a couple of months ago with our Players Club trip, wow. I mean, we've never been treated like that. And I've worked for several big corporations, but never been treated as wise and nice as that's what Prepaid Legal has done for my family. But it just built more belief in the business for me and my wife. And just in closing here, and I'm going to turn it over to her, I just want to say to any of new associates out there this afternoon that's listening in, just keep your eyes on your why, because my why was that mortgage payment, and I'm sure it's something different for you, but that is the most important thing, because when you're down and out and you don't feel like it's working, if you keep focused on your why, you will make it. Listen to these three words, fail to fail. Just please do that, fail to fail from here forward. Be here a year from now, and we'll see you in Dallas. And with that saying, I'm going to turn you over to Barb for her comments.
Thank you, Manly. What a privilege it is for me to be on this call tonight. We are so excited. We really appreciate the More Success team and all the love and belief that you have given us over this last year or so that we've been in this business. We know that this is a team sport. You can't do this by yourself. And we have got some of the most wonderful team members ourselves. I just want to name a few because I know we would not have made this level if we had not had this group. We had Janet Wilson, Manny Gonzalez, Buddy Vickery, Josh Peterson, Sam Bowley, Donna Siegel, David Bigley. And I want you to know those names because they're going to be our next executive directors, and they're going to be part of our lives from now on. I want you to know that Jeremy gave us some really good advice a few months ago. He said, you have to build more relationships. And I've been listening, Jeremy. I know what you mean by that. I made it my commitment to love more people, care and share. That's our motto now. And I learned some good things from my husband, too. I don't want to make his head too big, but I will tell you this. You must be fearless and focused, especially at the last day of all the way to the end of the month and all the way till past that 2 o'clock deadline. So not just so that you will achieve your goal for that month, so that you will be rolling for the next month and you'll be ready to go, because you can't make things 1 month. You got to do it every day, be in the business every day. And I don't have anything else to say, but I just want to say thank you for believing in us. And, you know, we're excited. We're going to have a really short month this month for all of us. We're going to be doing so much and in a short time. So we will see you in Dallas. And just thank you for all your support and love. God bless.
Hey, congratulations, guys.
You guys are doing an awesome job down there. Keep it up, and the best is yet to come.
We believe that.
Thank you so much.
All right, look forward to seeing you guys in a couple of days. Dan?
All right, thank you very much. Now I want to go to Kansas and to one of the top group producers on our More Success team. In fact, he and his wife, Sherry, are $100,000 ring earners, and he has some exciting information to share with our team tonight. Are you on the call, Mr. Pilcher?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me okay?
I can, Bob. I appreciate you being on, and we had a little conversation last week, and I asked you to share that with the team.
Yes. Well, you know, I know everybody's sharing a little bit about some of their background. Just real quick, I know our time is getting short, but we started in prepaid legal 8 years ago this month on a part-time basis, like everybody else, working a full-time job, not going anywhere but paycheck to paycheck. And 2.5 years into that business, prepaid legal part-time, I walked away from my 31-year career, starting to earn a little bit more than I was as a full-time store manager in a grocery store. 2.5 years past that, 3 years ago this month, we achieved our $100,000 ring. And it's been a very exciting time with prepaid legal, getting to meet some great folks. And I can say this, you know, listen to everybody talk about how they got to where they were at. It is through everything that prepaid offers, from mentorship, the tools, the calls, the conventions. And I've had some great help in helping me understand this business and some of the difficulties. And one of them, I think, is on this call is Mr. Jimmy Parrish. And he's been a great mentor for my wife and I, being able to call him and ask questions, get advice, and as well as you, Randy, and Mr. Kenmore. You guys have been there for us every time I've ever called and asked for help and done that for us. But what I'd shared with you last week was the fact that at the end of July, first part of August, we had paid out our debit balance. And it was amazing when that happened, because the following Monday, after it happened on a Friday, we were getting daily deposits between $300 and $600 a day on renewal residual incomes on some of that. And it was amazing to see that happen, because we knew it was going to happen someday. We weren't sitting back just waiting to see it happen, but you know, if you stay true to this business, don't give up on your dreams, as everybody's talking about. And I hope those that are new on the call, new in the business, will understand that you know, no athlete achieves their dreams and goals, you know, when they first get started. It takes so much preparation and work and planning to get there, but they don't give up on it because they believe in themselves. And I just tell everybody, please believe in yourself, because if you do, you're gonna make the executive director level. Congratulations down in Austin. And you know, and for Harold, being what you've done for the last 20 years, and you know, persistent, just staying true to it, and where we've been able to achieve, and everybody else in this business, everybody has different timelines. It doesn't matter what somebody else's is; it's yours. You'll make your own stories and make your own dreams. And last Friday, just here a few days ago, we just achieved sales of just over 4,000 personal sales for ourselves, and we're excited about that, but, you know, we've got another 4,000 to go, so got to catch up with Mr. Parrish someday. That'll never happen. But we just appreciate everything you guys do for us, and I know you want to introduce our newest ring runner. Congratulations to her over in Atlanta, Georgia. But I'll turn the call back over to you so you can move forward.
Well, I do, Mr. Pilcher, but if somebody asks you and tells you that prepaid doesn't pay residuals or renewals, what are you going to say?
They can turn their business over to me.
Hey, congratulations, Bob.
It definitely does.
Yeah, congratulations on that 4,000 membership sold. That's quite a testament in itself, so we appreciate you guys.
Thank you, sir.
All right, now it's my privilege to go to Canton, Georgia, to one of the top recruiters on our More Success team. In fact, she personally recruited 90 new recruits last year on her own, and she's just doing an incredible job. She's a great leader. In fact, she was a great trainer. She actually did our group training call, the call right before this, the one we have the first Monday of every month, one of the best trainings I've ever heard, and we're going to have that up on our More Success Team website and have it recorded. She's a bronze executive director, the newest $100,000 ring earner on our More Success Team, and that is none other than Miss Cheryl Ann Degatta. Miss Degatta, are you on the call?
Hello, Cheryl Ann.
Hey, Mr. Moore, how are you?
We're great. This is Miss Yes or Yes, the most positive lady I know. It was just so exciting. We knew it was coming, and then, of course, they gave you the call, and you called us just crying and so excited about it. What does it mean to you to get your $100,000 ring, Mr. Gatta?
Well, I want to tell you something. I have never been honored so much in my life than getting that $100,000 ring. And I remember calling you, Randy, hysterical, crying, and I think, honestly, my feet just got out of the clouds and finally hit the ground. But it really is a truly, truly blessing. And I say it over and over again, there's no greater, greater, greater team and no greater, greater support that John and I are excited about than being on part of the More Success Team. But I want to just mention one thing, what it does mean to me is, and I remember Mr. Moore talking to you in Avis last week when I got the news. I knew I was really, really close, but it's really, really hard to believe that in an economy like this, one of the worst recessions this country's ever seen, almost heading to a depression where we're hearing nothing more than gloom and doom on the news and across the country, that I could sit in our home today and with John, my husband, and run for that ring and get a telephone call from corporate saying that we qualified for the $100,000 ring. It brought tears to my heart. It brings love to my heart. And after 4.5 years, we ran the race, and we did it. And a couple things, really, we were committed. There was just no giving up. Giving up, guys, is not an option. Quitting is not an option. If you've ever seen that movie, Forrest Gump, all I could remember in the back of my mind was saying, run, Forrest, run. Well, run, Cheryl, and run. Run, Cheryl, and run. And I ran the race of a lifetime. I always remembered my why. And I think one of the biggest things is, I think the thing that got me through the month, the whole entire month, John and I, was the fact that I had to remember and have a posture that we were CEOs of our companies. And we had two choices. We could make it work, or we could turn back when everybody said no, or we got those rejections. And we just moved forward. We ran the race, and I think if we look at gold nuggets, because I'm all about gold nuggets, and this is for every single one of you on the phone. We've got great people on the phone like, you know, Jeremy and Randy and Kenneth, and we've got the Pinsons and the Pilchers and the Parrishes who've been such a big part of my life. You've got to treat your business at the beginning of the month just like you do the last couple days of the month. And if you could remember that and run hard, just like you do the last week or the last couple days, and have that stability and have that posture, keep running, running, running as hard as you do, you're going to find you're going to make the manager level, and you'll make the director level, and you become the executive director. This was a journey for John and I. It was a dream that we only could have dreamt for years to happen. You know, last convention, I remember looking at my husband, and I said, you don't even talk to me until September. That's when we're going to finish running this race. We never gave up. You have the opportunity, guys, in front of every single one of you right now to take your dreams and have them become a reality. Take advantage of it, and don't let anyone ever take your dreams away from you. You know, my dad, for those of you who were trying to have me go to Vegas, this is the week that he passed away a year ago. And one of the things he taught me that I'm going to pass on to you that I've lived for the last year is he always told me that life was not a dress rehearsal. And y'all out there, life is not a dress rehearsal. Take advantage of what you've got tomorrow. Run with it. And for all of you on the phone, not only did John and I get our $100,000 ring, there's no reason why none of you can get that $100,000 ring. And I'm so honored and so blessed to be able to bring this $100,000 ring in honor of the More Success team. I love y'all.
Well, Mr. Gatta, we are so very proud of you. In fact, you know, we're looking forward to hearing your speech at the Thursday night at the Executive Director Black and Gold Banquet. That's going to be the highlight of my convention because you have no bigger cheerleaders than the More Success team. We are so very, very proud of you. You've always stood up. You've always been proud. You've always said, you know, I'm part of that team and proud of that. And it makes us feel with pride to know that you're that type of person, you and your husband. So great spending time with you in Cancun. Everything's just getting bigger and better. And yes or yes. And I'm excited about the convention, and I know you are too.
Thank you. Thank you for everything y'all have done.
All right. Again, we look forward to seeing everyone at the upcoming international convention. I know we've got some people that are out there as we speak. There's a lot of things going on today, all the way through next Saturday, even to Sunday for some of the breakout sessions. So when we are at the convention, hopefully you'll come up and see us and shake our hands, and we look forward to seeing you there. And we're just excited to have you on the team. We're excited what's going on with Prepaid Legal. Well, other people are having problems. We're breaking Millionaire Club members, $100,000 ring earners. You know, things are just looking really, really up and to the right for Prepaid and for the More Success team. I mean, just watch the stock. I don't understand it, but it's just going out of sight, and we're excited to be a part of that. So with that, Mr. Moore, I'm going to turn the call back over to you.
Thank you, Randy. I tell you what, each one of these speakers had their own points directly, their own dreams, and that's what makes Prepaid real, Randy. I appreciate every one of them. I appreciate the other folks on this call, and many of them I'm looking for in the very near future to hear them talking about getting that ring. They deserve it. They work for it. They dream for it. They pray for it, and it's a great thing. And I guess it's a little late. It is a holiday, but I just want to say thank you for being on tonight. God bless you. Keep putting God first, family second, and Prepaid third. And ladies and gentlemen, we look for you in Dallas. God bless you, and good night.
Don't forget, everybody, next Monday night we're going to be doing a recap of the convention, so make sure and be on that call. Good night, everyone.